jump into another edition of our car report. This week, we're taking a look at the Cadillac XTS V Sport. Again, the Cadillac XTS V Sport. It's a pretty expensive car, but our car guy, WTOP's Mike Paris, says you get a lot, too.
It's kind of going back to what Cadillac was maybe 30 or 40 years ago. Kind of had the big car, the great ride, the big engine, and it got up and went.
Were you able to feel any bumps at all? That's always been a characteristic of these Cadillac sedans. Very smooth.
Yeah, not many cars ride like a Cadillac, and this is quite the same, but you can actually take a turn or two, and it doesn't upset the car. Maybe like the older Cadillacs would kind of wallow and lean into the turn.
Yeah, well, yeah, some of those were like the Queen Mary, you know. But unlike those 70s or 80s era Cadillacs, obviously now we have the most modern technology. Tell us about the display, the dashboard, all of that.
And you see something that's very modern, something that you wouldn't think from a Cadillac of maybe 10 years ago. It's the state-of-the-art electronics. And it also has a heads-up display, kind of top gun here. It's color, and it tells you what the speed limit is on the road and how fast you're going, and will even give you the directions on your navigation system.
That's interesting. So with most cars, the speedometer stays where it is. Here, you can move it or hide it even?
You can kind of change it around a little bit, more of a modern touch to fit your needs. And also the heads-up display, you never have to look down at the speedometer. It's right there and kept me out of a little bit of trouble in the GW Parkway, that's for sure, with the speed limit, how fast you should be going. And I wasn't going that fast.
That's pretty cool. So if you're comfortable with an iPhone, an iPad, or a Droid, you should be all good. If not, something to consider.
It's a little bit different now. If you're used to the knobs to turn everything, there are no knobs anymore for the radio or, say, the AC. It's all touchscreens.
Tell us about this engine.
Oh, man. I drove the Cadillac XTS last year. It was new last year. And it was nice and smooth and quiet. But, man, just didn't have quite the power that maybe Cadillac owners come to expect. But they really fixed it this year with two turbochargers on a V6, putting out 410 horsepower. This car really moves now.
Do you have to use premium gas with that engine?
You do have to use premium gas for the turbo engine, regular for the regular one.
Okay. So you're looking at a more expensive fill-up, but then you're paying maybe $70,000 for this thing.
If you want everything in the kitchen sink, it's going to cost around $70,000, which is pretty comparable to like other cars in its class.
Many of these new cars now have various warning systems, and usually it's a light or a noise. This one actually tickles you in the seat.
Really, it does. It kind of gives you a little kick in the pants if you're getting into the wrong lane without using a turn signal or something. And I much rather have that than an annoying beep that you can just turn off after like a day or two. When I'm test driving a car, I'll just turn it off. It's just so annoying.
So this vibrating seat, is it kind of like if you set your iPhone to vibrate in your pocket, that kind of sensation?
It's kind of like that, a little bit more. It's not annoying or anything, but it does get your attention. Like, oh, maybe I should pay attention to what I'm doing.
Well,
drive.
Some engineer was smart to do it that way. We mentioned the premium gas is going to cost you more if you get the turbo engine. Any other downside to the new Cadillac?
Well, just like a lot of the past Cadillac owners are coming into this, those that own maybe the DTS, and with the no buttons anymore, the no knobs, it might turn off some people. So they're going to have to make sure they take a nice test drive in the car and just kind of fiddle around with that radio to make sure that they can handle it.
WTOP car guy Mike Paris. See pictures of and read a lot more about the Cadillac XTS V-Sport at WTOP.com. Search car report. A week from tonight, we're going to be looking at another Cadillac that is considerably more affordable than this one. A lot more sporty, too. Maybe along the lines of a BMW 3 Series. That's next Monday night on the Car Report.